time.
Okay. I'm starting it over here on Daf Chof Aleph Amin Aleph.
Nay.
Okay, that's, look at this Rashi, Nachman, this Rashi. I think we should do this. Why can't we do this every night? Take all the best Rashis. Ein nemadim min hashmayim lifkoy da'avoy noisam aleihem ba'olam hazeh. In this world. In this world. Avol miyisrael mimadim lipada ba'olam hazeh. Umidaktikim nachareihem. The words of Rashi are very beautiful.
Very precise. Okay,
yeah. I heard did I tell you this? Did I tell you that there's the Teferes HaKolmus? I never heard such a Zach before. You ever hear this concept? Did I tell this to you? From, what was his name? I forgot, there was a very big rabbi in the neighborhood over here. He said that when Rashi, you ever hear this? When Rashi put his kolmus on the paper, it wrote by itself.
Never heard that before.
The Shach also.
No, they say the Shach had a Magid that he wrote, yeah, the Mar Makoinus.
It's called Teferis, no, not Mar, Teferis
HaKolmus. Rashi kolmus, also, I never heard
that. When he put the kolmus, he dipped it in, he put the kolmus, the pen wrote by itself.
So that was, he never wrote it then?
His mind, whatever he wanted to write, but the pen wrote it quickly.
That I never heard. Okay.
Right.
Next.
Next, v'yeh zuchus toile gimel shonim, zuchus demai. Frag the Gemara, what's the zuchus of an isha?
The woman,
Ilay mezuchus the toire of toire, ha'ena mitzuvah, v'oyseh.
Right.
So the Gemara is saying, Gemara digazach, a woman can learn all she wants. She can be a bucky
mitzvah. But still a zuchus, tzivah v'ayna oyseh.
But the Gemara is saying a davar nifla. The Gemara is saying is no matter,
not enough of a zuchus.
No matter what, it's not, that's what I'm saying, it's not enough of a zchus to be toile,
right,
to be toile, unless you mitzvah yoseh.
Right.
Tell the gazach.
Yeah.
You can have greis zchusim, but not every zchus reaches the darga where it can be toile,
right,
per onus. So an isha needs a zchus, toira. What's, she waited for her husband to come back from Beis Medrash. She got up, she prepared everything for her husband, she made everything, toira. Or let's say she herself learned all the halachas that she needs to know.
So what you could see from here is, we had more schusim that was made than the Abbas HaKdoshim.
Because they were Namsov Yosef, yeah. He's saying good. He's saying good. Yeah. It's a pelag what the Gemara says. That there's schusim, avada, you have schusim, but a schus that can be toile needs to be on a higher threshold. And by the Isha, it has to be Mitzuv Yosef.
Right.
Unbelievable, no?
Yeah.
Eina Mitzuv Yosef, Elo Zuchus de Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, she do the mitzvahs. Anish is chayv in mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. Right, she's chayving all the mitzvahs, not the Zman Groma.
Yeah.
Everything's not Zman Groma. And Zuchus the mitzvahs. Frech the Gemara, no. Zuchus the mitzvah, me, Megano.
Forgive me, I just went into the jack. You could clear, there are certain things, there's a mitzvah for a woman to know, Torah. Mitzvahs, that's not haigas, but
so
not.
So the, you're saying very way. Good. So this is the big, big sugya. Exactly what type of what is the gedder of Talmud Rabbi
Anisha?
Right.
She should know these halachas.
So it seems from this Gemara that the learning of what she's mitzvah to do is not the same madrega of what a man is. Like, this is yeshiva's talk.
Oh, that's
for sure. Yeshiva, this is like a chayri kind of stuff. Is that men, they learn, when men learn, there's a mitzvah of learning not to do halacha. Not last suke shmai tzalib dil chasam. I mean, you can, it's a lishma. Women only learn to know what to do.
Yep, very good point, because there's a separate mitzvah of limud Torah, besides for knowing what you have to do.
Right.
Ultimately, it has to be lamaisa, but there's a separate mitzvah to learn Torah.
Just learn for the sake of learning.
So it's very good
to
what you're saying
now.
To
learn for the sake
very
of learning, a woman can
for
never
a woman,
have
it's
that.
Like sort of like a guide. She has to know what to do.
A woman can never have that.
I mean, limud Torah, she doesn't have, but she...
For the sake
she
of learning Torah
to know
itself.
What to do. Very
a
good.
A woman can never
there are two
have.
Aspects to Torah.
No, not everyone agrees to this. See, this is a very controversial type of thing.
Yeah.
It's a very, even in the Haredi world, the how to fatayich, the din of Talmud Torah by Anisha. Where does it start? Where does it end? Avada, there's a basic thing that she has to know what to do.
Right.
And what's wrong with that? Why isn't that considered to be the highest level of learning? Lasuke Shmai Tzalim Dhilchasa. Why can't that be, even by a man, why can't that be the highest level of learning? I was listening to a tape when I went to Lakewood on Sundays. I was listening to Rabbi Rakefet. He's very an historian, so he's talking about the three different mahalakim of pre-war Europe. Before the Holocaust, there were three, I didn't clap exactly what he was saying, there were three very distinct mahalchim in learning Torah before the Holocaust. The Polish mahalach, the Litvish mahalach, and what was the other mahalach? The Litvish mahalach,
the Hungarian?
Polish?
No.
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, Nay.
And he says one of them was Bikias. One is like Bikias. You should just have Yedias. Yedias of Kol Torah Kula. One was Pilpul. And the third was halacha. Lasuke Shmaitza Halacha. The Litvisha Mahalich was Halacha. It's a halachic learning. It's a halachic learning. You learn.
And which one was the Pilpul?
Perlisha. Perlisha Mahalich.
Okay, and the Vikias?
The Vikias was maybe, I don't know, I don't remember.
Okay.
The Vikias, there were three different yeshivas, and he said that Meir Shapiro
combined all
he
three?
Very much wanted to combine all three in his yeshiva, to bring them all together, these three. I have to go back and listen to the tape. This is the list. This is a very good tape. So the very thing about Ella's Chus, I also with them. What is the Talmud, the Mordi Gavard? Shalim, are you there? Yeah. So I saw him, he said, Mordi, what is, I saw this in the Sefer, that Sefer that I told you have to learn inside out, the Sefer, all the ideas. What is the Taich? If someone will stop you on the street, someone will wake you up in the middle of the night at 3:16 a.m. and 23 seconds. It might happen tonight. Think about it. 3:26, 18 seconds, wake up. Someone's going to ask you, tell me, fataiched me a Talmud Chacham. What is a Talmud Chacham? So the answer is, they asked to the very big godly, he said, a Talmud Chacham is a person that can learn in one day 40 daf, Gemara, and he also can learn one daf for 40 days. That's a Talmud Chacham. If you can learn in one day 40 daf Gemara, you know how to learn. And you can sit the Hasmada Rabba and learn. And one day, you get a chaz over 40 daf Gemara, klar. And you also can spend 40 days non-stop learning one daf Gemara.
Meaning chazara.
Not chazara, bi'un. Uh-huh. If you have a mind, where you a real Talmud Chacham is a person that knows how to learn 40 daf Gemara in one day. And also, the same person knows how to spend 40 days learning one daf Gemara.
Okay.
You hear the vart?
Yeah.
It's a very deep vart.
So the Gemara says, Eilat Schus of Mitzvah.
The Schus of Mitzvah is not going to be Megan.
The Schus of Mitzvah
is Magna? I lost myself. Eilat Schus of Mitzvah is a great zach. Megana Kula, can you do a Mitzvah? Oh, we have the Braisa, as Zu Dorash or Menachem Bar Yosi, Kiner Mitzvah, the Terror. Tola kosev es a mitzvah b'ner. A ner is a receptacle. V'es a toila b'or. Tor is the fire. Es a mitzvah b'ner l'melucha. Ma ner eina megina el l'fisha. A ner is only going to be megin l'fisha.
Shai shi oisig in the mitzvah, yeah.
What's the, on the ois beis, on the side of the Gemara, what does it say over here on the side of the Gemara, ois beis? Tzach lam eina meir. Eina meir. Ma ner eina meir el l'fisha. A ner holds a limited amount of oil. A ner is a receptacle. A ner is the receptacle. El lefisha, af mitzvah. Ein megin el lefisha. V'yes atayda buur. Loim lucha ma ur megin leolam. What do you mean is megin leolam? On the side of the Gemara it says gimel. It says over here. It says meir. Ma ur is meir. The ur, I guess the fire of Hashem. The koyach of ur, the sun. Is mayor loyalum af Torah megina loyalum.
Even when you're not learning.
So we're not learning. I made another pasuk. Behisalechacha tanche oisach when you the Torah, behisalechacha when you travel, tanche oisach will guide you. The Gemara darshins behisalecha tanche oisach zeh oilum azeh. We dash now the entire pasuk. Behisalecha when you walk it will guide you. So the beginning of the pasuk says behisalecha tanche oisach zeh oilum azeh. In this world it will guide you. B'shach b'cha tishmar alecha zumisa, it will be with you in the next world. And v'hakitzoisa he sisichecha, when you wake up, it will be your topic of conversation. La'asid lavai, Torah is going to protect you in this world, in next world, and the time of tchiyas ha'meisim. Marshal adam shoyi b'halach v'yishan alayla. Marshal person traveling in the darkness of night. Va'fail u'misyare min hakaitz min hapichasim, and he's afraid now. He's a murdi gemara. He's afraid of a lot of things. I think there are eight things. I think there are eight things listed in the Gemara. And he's afraid of the koitzim and the pechosim and thorns. Up umin ha pechosim, pits. Umin ha bar konim. Okay, I don't know who that is. Some type of dangerous object that you can get hurt on. Umechaya raw animals. Umin alistin, robbers. The ene yodea, and you're lost in the middle of the desert. You don't know the directions. So what do you do? So therefore, nizdamnu loy avuka shel ur. Let's say you find a torch. Oh, now we have light in the middle of the desert. So now you can guard yourself not to fall into a pit and not to go and get hurt by thorns. Nitzal min hakoitzim u'min hapesa from thorns u'min hapechosim from pits u'min habar kondim. Also, some type of dangerous object on the road. But v'yadayim yisrael min mechayra. just because you have a torch, it's not going to help you from lions and tigers and bears. Umin alistim, from robbers. The ain yodea be'ezer derech mahalach, and you don't know where to go. Now, kevon sh'olah amur hashach. Now it's dawn. Oh, it's dawn. Now nitzol mechayero, because in daylight the animals don't come in daylight. Umin alistim from robbers. But we are dying just because daylight. So, but you still, you don't know how to go. You don't, you're lost. You don't know the track, the road. Mm-hmm. You come to the crossroads. You come to an intersection, and now you can. Now there's a sign. Now where to go? Oh.
So what's the nimshel?
Nitzol nikulam. So therefore, that's Torah. Torah is all three things.
Do you want to see the Rashi? Rashi.
Yes, let's see
nicely.
The Rashi. Fine. Rashi dibra maskil. Rashi dibra maskil. Let's see. Let's go back a little before. Zuchus demai. Negina alkach. What zchus does a woman? What zchus do they have? Zchus haTorah. Shahayis oisekes b'Torah can't be. Holoi mifkudon. Isha is not mitzvah in Talmud Torah. Dichsev vilimaditem oisam es b'neichem, b'neichem v'loi es b'noisechem. V'kevan de'enu mitzvah, ein sechoro gadol kimitzvah v'yoseh. Pella, right?
Yeah.
You can have a zchus, but the zchus doesn't reach the threshold of being megan. Who he sisichecha. Talitz ba'adcha es zuchus. I didn't touch the Gemara correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Rashi says when it says he sisichecha, I always thought this means, you say this possibly make a siyum. So I always thought it meant is that Torah is the topic of your conversation, which is part of the pashup shot in the Gemara. Pashup on the pasuk.
Like we say, Torah guides you every night.
You go to sleep during the day when you travel.
Yeah.
And when you wake up in the morning, it is the topic of your conversation.
Yeah.
But the Gemara is making a drasha, and the Gemara is saying that the subject of the word tisichecha is not you, it's the Torah. The Torah will be a melech for you. It will be a defending, a defender mm-hmm. on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Rashi says. Talitz ba'atcha, it will intercede on your behalf. It will be an advocate mm-hmm. for you. Es zuchuscha, isn't that a pella?
Yeah,
what it says?
Yeah.
Now then, pichosim,
gumais,
nizdam noloy avuka shel ur, kach os. Here's your question. What's the marshal? Kach zochel lekayim mitzvah nitzol mimixas pranius. So the saying over here is that when you do
mixas pranius.
So therefore you're going
not entirely.
But now, so therefore mitzvahs are going to save you. The mitzvahs are going to save you from the robbers. They're going to save you from the pits, from all the dangerous objects.
Oh,
but mitzvahs are not going to give you direction.
Oh,
a derech hachayim. The parashas derochim is a derech. That's the marshal for Torah. Only Torah is equivalent to the parashas derochim to give you guidance.
Adayim misyorei.
The adayim misyorei michayoro min halistin. Shadarkan leilich balayla pen yifkubo. They might go harm you. Tachsiv. It says Toshes Choshech Hashem sets darkness. Vihi Laila Bo.
I think that's in Baruch Nafshi, right?
Correct. Tirmos Kol Chaisayor. In the darkness, all of the wild animals they roam. They dominate.
Okay. At night.
Yigia Amud Hashachar. Vi'afkan Zochol LeToyra Nitzel Minachet UMinayisudin.
What is he saying? Amud Hashachar referring to Torah.
So he's saying Pel Dizach. He's saying with that not even the Parash Torahim. Yigia Amud Hashachar. Vi'afkan Zochol LeToyra Nitzel Minachet. He's saying over here is that we have three different things. We said over here that there is there is the robbers and there are the chayos and then there are the different pits. So mitzvahs are like a torch, an avuka, and the mitzvahs are going to save you from the pits. They're going to save you from all the dangerous things on the road and from the animals. But not the animals. They're going to save you only from the different dangerous things on the road, the inanimate objects. Torah is like Aloy Sashachar. But there's another thing still in the pasuk, and there's another part to the mashal, and that is the Parashas Terachim. I thought that Torah was the Parashas Terachim. Rashi says no, that's not the pshat. Torah is Aloy Sashachar, and what is Laila? Laila is a dogma for Yisurim. Darkness, choshech, yisurim and chait. Torah is megin from yisurim and from chait. But there's still another madrig, and that's going to be the parashas drachim.
But v'dayin ein yodea.
V'dayin ein yodea shema.
Even when it's day ready, he doesn't know which.
You know, shema yikafenu yitzro levad libatel v'yoshev olav yitzohara upuranis.
What is it saying here?
That maybe even though maybe the person's yitzohara will overcome him, will force him libatel to become bottle from the Torah, not to do the Torah. V'yoshev olav yitzohara.
That's talking about when he's lost,
right? Oh, yeah. Zion on the bottom of the page. What's Zion over here? Zion, the Yashuv, the Yashuv of love Yetzar Puranius. He gil the parash astarachem. The sham there hikar es darkoi. The afkan he gil the yom hamisa. The loy perash min atayra ad yom moisa nitzel mikurani.
So what's the nemsha of the parash astarachem?
Death. The parash astarachem is death. When you come to the come, that's
when the time comes that he's gonna
the
die.
Racham, this is
then it's too late already.
So no, if a person Rashi says these are very powerful Rashi's. V'sham hikir es darkoi, v'afkan higil liyoyim hamisa. If a person reaches death, end of life,
yeah.
And he can say about himself his entire life, v'loy perash min haTorah ad yoyim moisoi. He did not deviate from the Torah's entire life. Nitzol mikulon, he will be spared from all of punishment, all bad things that come in Gehenna in the next world.
So, what's the nimshah now that he's still, even though it's daytime, he still doesn't know how to get out of the woods? So
the woods. This world is the woods. This
so how's the nimshal now? Even the Torah, even though he has Torah and everything, how he's gonna? So what's the nimshal now?
The point is the point.
Still, yeah, the main, still gonna the get main, him even with the Torah. He's still gonna get him.
The main point is point one and two. The first part is mitzvahs.
Nay.
The second part is Torah. The third part is another darga in Torah.
What's another dagger?
That you did.
That the Yitzhar is still gonna get him?
No, he's gonna be saved from din v'cheshbon in the next world. That's what it seems to say. When a person dies, he has to give an accounting of his entire life. If he spent his entire life being Isaac and Torah, then he's going to be saved from all of the unpleasantness of what goes on in the next world. That's what he seems to be saying. This is a very tifa Rashi.
It is.
He gil the parash d'racham Rashi says v'sham there hikir v'sham hikir es darko v'afkan he gil yem hamisa.
Yeah.
He reaches death the loy perash and he can say about himself the loy perash min haTorah ad yom moisai. Nitzol mikulon. He's spared from just like he's spared from everything. He's spared from the pits in the road. He's spared from the listim and the chayes rois. Yeah. And he's spared, and now he knows where to go.
So let's go to the next Gemara.
Okay, fine. Let's go back to the Gemara. Next.
Davacha. Davacha. Verum chaber mitzvah macht. Same line.
So therefore, that's also the more all part of the Gemara's kasha, is that an isha, all she has a mitzvah.
She doesn't have that.
And mitzvah is not like Torah, and it's not going to be able to give her a zuchus not to die.
Right.
And the Gemara gives another example that you see over here that it's not going to have a dovracher. Avera mechabe mitzvah. In Avera, another weakness. If a person does an Avera, the Avera can wipe out the source of the mitzvah.
So I asked the Rav once, what does that mean? It extinguishes?
No,
mamish?
It can't be extinguishes. It just
so he says,
it. It just screws it.
Very good. Like
it covers it over temporarily.
Ah, very
until
good.
You do the Teshuvah. And then it's reinstated.
That's what it says.
It has to be.
Yeah. So sometimes Chab doesn't mean it mamish, it erases. It means it cools it off. It doesn't... Gevaldig.
But the point over here is that a mitzvah is not going to be making.
So you're telling me, no matter what averis he did, Torah still was strong.
That's what it seems.
That's what it says, yeah.
So therefore, the Gemara is a public gezach.
Because they didn't know where to put him.
So therefore, in another example, the Gemara gives another example. Amrav Yosef, mitzvah, be'idna do'asig ba'megana. Another example. Another weak difference.
Oh, you see what Rashi says? Averim mechabed, the schar of the mitzvah.
Averim mechabed, schar of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
It's not so stark.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. What's soid over here? It's chesed in the bottom. Right? Rashi, Masha. Ugematria soid. Okay, sing very tiefen Sachen over here, Rashi.
Yeah, okay.
Rashi, Ruach HaKodesh, Rashi in Sefer Yecheskel writes, I wrote my parish in Sefer Yecheskel, Kefi Ma, so Rashi, what they showed me in Shemayim.
He writes that?
Yes.
You show him, which capital does he write that?
End of Yecheskel.
We'll look it up.
L'fima sheherani min haShemayim.
Are you sure? That's what it said? Yeah. We know Rashi wrote Sefer Yecheskel?
Yes, for sure he wrote Sefer Yecheskel. Rashi
wrote Yecheskel. Wow, he writes so openly. Wow.
So he says, L'fima, they
showed me. I'm going to look this up.
So Rashi, Klor, he wrote up in
Yecheskel. Oh, absolutely had Ruch HaKadosh, but he writes in so explicitly.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Okay, so Rashi over here is obviously saying very tita zachim over here. Tell the gazachim over here. Right, Amrabi Yosi, another weakness of mitzvah be'idna
de'osik. So this is part of the kashi.
Part of kashi. Mitzvah be'idna de'osik ba'meganah u'matzalah. Be'idna de'lo yosak ba'iguni meganah. It protects, but atzule lo'y matzalah. Okay, very teeth. What is it? Look at Rashi. Very teeth. What he says over here. This there's something called Megan and Natal. What's the chilik between being Megan and being Matzil? So Rashi says, Amnav Yosef, Le'ola Magina Al Yisurim. Had all is the answer. So Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara that this now is the answer to the Isha. This now is the answer. What's the answer? The answer is, Le'ola Magina Al Hayisurim Harbe. Itak is Megan.
Okay.
Umay ena megina de kamar tanakama minachet shlo yiskefenu yetzahara kamar. It should not overtake you. When it says that it's not Megan, the other megina ali sudim harbe al my ena megina de kamar tanakama minachet ena tanakama minachet shlo yiskefenu yetzahara kamar. Let's read another law in Rashi. Mitzvah be'inah de'osak bei v'hayin lufi shod de'omar magana min ha'yisurim u'matzalo mi'yetzah hara shelo yachshilenu l'chet.
Yeah.
Be'inah de'lo yosak bei mishnigmar ha'mitzvah ve'inah o'isik bo aguri magana min ha'puron. It protects you. The schus of the mitzvah.
But it doesn't save you right from the
Yetzara. It doesn't do you an aveira.
No, so that's the teretz then.
Udu tori bebraisa aveira, no, not necessarily, because the isha needs to be saved. Udu tori bebraisa aveira is mechad mitzvah.
Love
milahogin minanisim doesn't mean that an aveira extinguishes a mitzvah. Chas v'shalom. If a person did a mitzvah, you have protection. If you do a mitzvah, you have eternal protection because of the schus of that mitzvah.
No, he says you don't have protection from yisurin. But
it doesn't mean milahogin min ha'yisurim kamar. It doesn't mean that it wipes away the ability to protect you. It doesn't wipe away.
Uh-huh.
He's come to say if a person does a mitzvah, he is granted eternal protection from yisurim.
Yeah.
But you know what a mitzvah can do? A mitzvah can protect you from the yetzahara.
No, but Rashi said no. He asked something else.
It doesn't mean that it's not going to protect you from Yisurim. Ella militol from taking away the reward in the next world. I'm not sure I understand what that means.
No, like I said before, it's going to diminish the schar.
He says it's a mistake in the order over here in the Rashi. Actually, it's a little messed up. Let's go right to Rashi.
I don't think
we'll
learn that. Okay,
the next piece of work. I think what he means is Azoy. I think what he means here is he holds a person does a mitzvah. The machloek is the Tanakhama says a person does a mitzvah. A mitzvah right away provides protection. But if you do an Avera, so the Avera wipes away the protection of the mitzvah. Say, no such thing. If you do a mitzvah, you have protection, you have alts. However, a mitzvah does not grant you, a person was supposed to get yisurim. So the mitzvah protects you from yisurim. But there's another problem in this world.
Even if he doesn't have aveira after, yeah.
Even though if a person does, right, even do aveira, right, even if that, the point is, when a person does the mitzvah, he's not protected from the yetzahara in the future. When a person learns Torah, it gives him such a zuchus that if the Yetzahara is now, this guy, I want to get him to do an Avera. I want to incite him to go do an Avera. I want. So the person has to defend himself before the Yetzahara.
Yeah.
So if he learned Torah, get out of here. Don't even try to make me do an Avera.
The mitzvah doesn't have the.
Not a mitzvah can't do. You can have many, many mitzvahs. The mitzvahs will protect you from suffering. But let's say one day you meet the Yetzirah Hara and it's come just look at the phone. Just look at this video for 2 minutes. Yeah. For 2 minutes. Will you have the koyach to overcome the Yetzer Hara and not look at the phone? So if you only have mitzvahs, Hashem's not going to, lighting's not going to come down and strike you. But you're not going to have the koyach to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Just look at this video for 10 seconds. But if you learn Torah,
Torah
fortifies your neshama where you're able to overcome the Yetzer Hara doing Aveira. Murdik, yeah?
Yeah.
So now, what about the Isha? How does it come? How does it come over here with the Isha? Let's go back.
I'm
Rabbi Yosef.
Mitzvah,
Beidna, the Asik Bei Megana. It does too. While you're doing the mitzvah, it'll also fortify you from Natsala, from the Yetzirah.
Right.
While you're doing the mitzvah, Beidna, the Asik Bei Megana, it protects you
from Yisurim and the Yetzirah.
Beidna, the Lo Yosef Ba, Aguri Megana. It will protect you from Yisurim, but Atzulay Masa from the Yetzirah. Torah. That's the godless of learning Torah. Oh, what about doing that? They were terrible people. So what will you go answer me? They didn't learn Shloi Lishma? It's not a good answer. Even Shloi Lishma is also enough to protect you. The Gemara does not want to give the answer, the obvious answer, that is Misaf V'Lachutz. The Gemara says Beferish that the Torah of Doeg was Misaf V'Lachutz. So why did the Gemara give the answer? It wasn't sincere. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Even Shloi Lishma
is what's the Terence?
Elam Rava, he disagrees. Torah, Bina Do Asik Bei Meganu Matzla. Be'inna deloy osak be agune megana. Ooh, look at this, what he says over here, Rava.
Yeah,
it's not going to help you from the telephone. It will protect you from...
So he holds differently.
Yeah, he's... But mitzvah, baby, the osak be, deloy osak be agune megana.
So he says just the other way around?
No, he says less. He says less.
He says Torah won't be able to do it even when you're not osak.
It's not going to help you from the Yetzer Hara, but when you
even
have
Torah. Means,
even Torah.
Not only mitzvah.
And mitzvah does even less.
Uh-huh.
And the mitzvah...
So that's the Teres he's giving.
So we still need the answer for the woman. So the Gemara, there's one more line here. The Gemara gives the final answer.
The Gemara
says
because
they wait for their husbands. The famous Gemara.
So that's the Schus.
That's the Natron Lula
Gemara. So that's as if they learned.
Right. It's they have the same Zuchus of Torah Lishma by supporting their husbands, learn Torah, enabling them to learn Torah, the same schus.
I'm going to go to the hospital.